Apple's iPhone is going on sale this evening, and across the country, people lined up long ahead of time, hoping to be one of the first to get one. And it wasn't just college students and full-time tech junkies out there. John F. Street, the mayor of Philadelphia, was spotted in line outside an AT&T store in his city at 3:30 this morning.
Actually, I was the third person there. I'm an early riser. I get up around 4 o'clock anyway, so I just got up a few minutes early and went down and took a little chair and sat there. And, in fact, I started doing my work. I sent my first email to the chief of staff at 4 o'clock a.m.
You've been sitting at running the municipal government of Philadelphia from your chair in front of the AT&T store
waiting to buy
an iPhone.
Actually, I couldn't stay the whole time. I had a couple of public events that I really had to do. And I had one meeting, and so...
Are you trying to tell us that you had somebody hold your place in line in front of the AT&T store while you went and did other things and then came back?
More or less. The people over there, you can imagine the people over there, we actually bonded in about the first hour. And they said, oh, you can go, you can go. We know what you have to do. You were here at 3:30. You were here before all of us. And, you know, so it's really not a problem.
You obviously really want to have an iPhone.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. I'm a little bit of a gadgets person, and these things are, to me, they're very exciting possibilities. I make great use of these things, including iPods and Blackberries and all kinds of other little communication devices. And so I am keenly interested in the use of technology, both as an individual and as a mayor of a city. We have this program, and I'm sure you're aware of this Wireless Philadelphia program, and we will be the largest hotspot in the entire country. And we are doing everything we can to make the city as technology-friendly and as we can.
Now, apart from the folks whom you bonded with, the Philadelphia Inquirer on their website at least found they came across one young man who didn't think you should be sitting out in front and gave you a piece of his mind.
Yeah.
What was that like?
You know, I've been an elected official for 28 years. And there's nothing a mayor, particularly a mayor, nothing a mayor ever does is going to be approved by everyone.
How can you sit here with 200 murders in the city already, this young man?
Well, I have to go about all of our regular business. Our city, like many other cities around the country, is being plagued with serious shootings and homicides, and this is something that is a pretty significant national problem. I don't think that we can stop doing all the other things that we have to do as elected officials and as community leaders and as mayors.
I just have two quick questions for you, and it's about the iPhone. Number one, the cost. You don't think this is a little steep? And number two, the battery power.
You know, I'm going to pay for this device out of my own pocket. I'll buy this iPhone, and if I like it, I will use it. I will use it for my personal business and my city business. But I'm not worried about the cost.
What about the battery capacity?
I'll see about the battery. I've never had a real problem with batteries on any of these devices. But we'll see. The information that I read indicated that there wasn't a battery issue. We'll see.
Well, Mayor Street, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay.
Mayor John F. Street of Philadelphia, who spent most of the day camped out in front of an AT&T store to buy an iPhone.